Hello and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we want to cover some themes that we've discussed on the site previously, but some emerging themes. And I want to bring in Brent Leary of CRM Essentials, who's been out on the road lately and kind of getting the pulse on some of the newest themes that we've been discussing, including customer personalization, iBeacons, mobile wallets, and some other big themes that we want to talk about just generally concerning the direction of marketing. So, Brent, welcome.
Lauren, it's always a pleasure speaking with you.
It's terrific to have you back. I'm always hoping that you will join us once again, so it's great to have you. And I want to start out, we talked a little bit offline about some of these trends that you were seeing, but you were recently at Adobe Summit, right?
Yeah, just a few weeks ago in Salt Lake City is the third year I attended, and so it seems to be getting bigger and bolder. I think they said they had 7,000 people this year, which is definitely a lot more than the first year I attended.
And there were a lot of things on display that are kind of becoming core to both sales and marketing. So let's start out with some of the customer personalization things that you saw and that struck you.
Yeah, I think one of the really interesting themes that they really talked about and demonstrated, even on the keynote stage with their customers, was this whole idea of kind of extending the digital marketing from some of the more traditional aspects of digital marketing, you know, email and text and, you know, things like that, even apps, to kind of crossing over into the real world. So kind of extending digital marketing out into the field, so to speak. And I think the thing that really stood out to me is they kind of framed it. They set the stage by saying that even in this digital world, about 90% of the actual transactions, financial transactions, are closed in a retail store for a retail industry, not online. It may get started online, but to seal the deal, so to speak, it's typically done inside the store. So this whole idea of kind of taking advantage of where technology is going, the whole idea of iBeacons and the kind of the Internet of Things and wearables to be able to communicate and interact and send messages to devices based on the location, and then trying to enrich the actual real life experience with some of the information that they have at their disposal that's coming in through these different devices. And then I think that it's such a really interesting kind of way to expand now what is being done from a digital marketing perspective into the real life, to almost be like that last mile to push the football over the end zone, so to speak, to get that transaction completed in real life with all the work that can be done online. So I thought that was a real major one that they touched on. And then, of course, the whole idea of mobile becoming even more ingrained in everything that we do and being able to create content for multiple kinds of devices all at once, being able to make sure that we are ever – the customer is looking at their, you know, their content, be it a smartphone, be it a tablet, being a big screen TV, being a kiosk in a retail store. Wherever they see it, it looks good, and it's something that they can act on. So I thought that was really interesting. And then the last thing is kind of, and we're going to talk even further about this whole idea of marketing is really becoming almost like the central point of the customer engagement strategy for everything within an organization. And so they really talked about how, and even illustrated and had some demonstrations about how marketing is starting to work with product development to help them create smarter offerings that are more aligned with what they see the customers looking for. So a lot of really interesting stuff going on there.
Yeah, so first I want to dig into what you started with in terms of merging kind of that digital and that physical experience, and you cited that statistic in terms of 90% of sales still happening in physical locations. How has Adobe kind of envision this notion where there's a digital message and there's a physical experience, and it's all kind of tailored to the customer. How does that work?
Yeah, I think what's going on is we all know everybody is walking around with a smart device. So it's basically there's a communication system fully in place that if you're able to tap into it with the right pieces of information at the right time, delivered in the right format, it allows you to have that connection to push them over, you know, push them over that goal line. I keep using the football analogy. But they had some really good demos of how companies are redesigning their retail experience in store in order to maximize the opportunity for, you know, these connected customers that are walking around with these smart devices. So being able to, when they are even near a store, they don't even have to be in the store to start sending them a personalized information or messaging based on who they are, based on, you know, their transaction history, behavioral history, social history, and craft personalized messages that hit them at the right time to maybe move them, position them into the store, maybe position them into a particular department in the store, and then just continually providing the kind of information that will get them basically to go up to that that kiosk or go up to that cash register and buy something. And so they really did an interesting job of showing how that's done using things like their marketing cloud, like Adobe Experience Manager, to create the right kind of content that will basically travel through these different device types at the right time and connect with the customer at the moment where they're trying to make a decision. Really, really cool stuff.
It is. It's very, it's futuristic, but yet it's stuff that's happening now.
Yeah, yeah. They showed, you know, some examples of, like, what Under Armour is doing and what Starwood Hotels are doing with this technology and how you're able to use your phone to do things like not only just check into your hotel, but actually use your phone as a way to open your hotel door. So all the ways that you can combine the digital technology to create, you know, real life experience or enhance real life experiences, you're starting to see these companies start to think and put together some interesting approaches to that. So it's, you know, seeing some of the things there that their customers are doing. Like having a big screen, almost sort of like a huge tablet in the store where in a retail shop where you can kind of mix and match to see what clothes would look like together in your body type. And then, you know, when you find kind of put together the right combination, well, bam, you hit a button and they say, well, you can pick that up here. So it's really some interesting stuff. And once again, it really focuses on making the experience more efficient and more effective. And I think that's the real key element. It's just not throwing, hey, this nice technology, let's just throw stuff together and see what happens. But it's more about how do we use this stuff effectively to communicate the right message at the right time to create an effective, efficient experience.
Now, let me ask you about this, because this takes things even one step further in some ways. So with mobile wallet technology, and I recently talked with an analyst about this, and his idea was, you know, Google Wallets and Apple Pays of the world, that, you know, there's mobile payment, but in order for mobile wallet to really take off and capture the public's attention in a broader way, it has to be about more than just paying for something on your smartphone, for example. There has to be a broader set of, as you say, experiences that are available to consumers with mobile wallets, like loyalty programs and discounts and things of that nature. Can you talk a little bit about how Adobe, which isn't an Apple or a Google, is kind of bringing that to life?
Yeah, actually, while I was at the conference, I had an opportunity to speak to a company called Vibes, VIBES.com, and they provide a mobile marketing platform so that, you know, their customers can allow their customers to do more things with, like, coupons, mobile coupons and things of that nature. So the real fascinating thing, as you mentioned it, Apple, when they announced the iPhone 6 with the Apple Pay technology in there, people kind of, you know, went crazy thinking about, oh, we'll be able to pay, use our phones to pay for things, which is, you know, that's kind of fun. It's kind of interesting. But as you said, that's really one part of the overall experience. And so there's this movement that is being kind of sparked by not Apple Pay, but Apple Passbook and Google Wallet, the Android folks, to really take advantage of going beyond being able to do transactions to doing things like storing your loyalty cards digitally, or all the coupons that you may get in the newspaper or in emails, being able to actually go have those go from, you know, email to your Apple Passbook or your Google Wallet, so that it's easier for you to manage and maintain and have it organized, and makes it more efficient for you to kind of increase or enhance the digital lifestyles that we have. And from a business perspective, Mark Pack over at Vibes was saying that companies like Men's Warehouse have been doing something with their emails over the past year with adding a Save to Passbook button or a Save to Google Wallet button. So instead of a coupon living in an email, and maybe you look at the email and then, you know, 3 days later, you go to try to find that coupon and it's basically buried under another 1,000 emails. They're saying that if you add something like a Save to Passbook and people hit that button, and that mobile coupon goes from living in the email to being on their smartphone, that makes it so much more likely that they'll actually use the coupon, which means that it's more likely that there's a transaction. So that's going beyond Apple Payment, because maybe they'll make the actual transaction in the store. But if they don't have that coupon that's easily accessible on their phone, you might not get the sale at all. And so you have the mobile coupons, you have, like you said, the loyalty cards, you have your driver's license, being able to store everything that's in your physical wallet in your phone is going to make the experience of shopping that much more pleasurable and easier to do. And that's where this concept of the mobile wallet is really shaping up, with payment being just a subset of everything else you want to do with that.
Right. So, and they've really, as you mentioned, Men's Warehouse has really made strides in terms of, you know, upping the average sale dollar amount, and also kind of making that coupon redemption percentage go up quite a bit, because it's become so much easier to use this stuff when you have your smartphone on you, whether you're online or in the stores. Is that right?
Yeah, I think since 2014, they put that email Save to Passbook, Save the Google Wallet button on their email. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they say that they're expecting a seven-figure increase in revenue based solely on that move.
Yes.
Which is incredible when you think about it.
Yes. And this, I think, is going to lead into the next place that I was hoping to go with you in terms of our questions. They also talked about kind of getting new business insights more generally. And other customers I've talked to, similarly in terms of their experience with mobile wallet and this digital platform in general, it kind of allows them to see what kinds of inventory is selling well, dig down into, you know, customers and regions of customers and what products are selling well where, and kind of get greater analytics more generally about their product line and where they're doing well and all that kind of stuff. So I guess my next question is, how is all of this kind of extending marketing beyond marketing?
Yeah, I mean, you really hit it on the head. I mean, being able to get more data, because we all know that these smartphones are being used more and more, these tablet devices are being used more and more. And everything that's done on them is leaves a digital footprint, and that's information that companies can use. We hope they use it to benefit, you know, their customers and prospects, not just themselves. But it does, it definitely gives them an opportunity to learn more about the customer, and they can take that information and they can marry it to things that are, you know, information in CRM systems and, you know, ERP systems to get a much better handle of what the customer is really looking for, what they need at the right time. And that provides so many more opportunities to build a longer, better relationship with them that is fact-based, that can you can look at the data and find ways to make their experiences better. And that's what we hope is going on here. And marketing, as they say, is starting to take a bigger role, or probably already taking a bigger role, in the company to help other areas like sales, like product development, even like HR, being able to kind of build a business with customer engagement and customer knowledge at the center. And marketing is really able to provide a lot of information to help build products and services that are more in line with what customers are looking for, to help salespeople be able to connect with customers in a more successful way, and to help HR find the right kinds of employees that will align and be able to use that messaging to build better customer relationships. So they talk about how marketing has gone beyond what it was before to really enhance these other areas of business, to help these other areas of business. And I think we are looking like that because of the amount of information that marketing can drive that to help understand the customer behavior, the customer expectations, and to help these other parts of the organization understand that and act accordingly.
So now let me ask you this, just so we can give our listeners also some perspective on this. All these business insights are terrific, and they're really changing the way companies are doing business. But in terms of some of the caveats, you alluded to one, which is responsible use of customer data. I think that's one that we might want to touch on. But also, what about just companies kind of getting inundated with this flood of data, and how can they kind of parse it and make good decisions and without getting overwhelmed?
Yeah, you know what? That's such a great point, because I think a lot of companies, they don't really think about that aspect of, oh, we're going to get this information, but you might get it in a scale that you just hadn't prepared for. You have to be able to, getting the information is one thing, but actually being able to use it and find the insights quickly and then turn those insights into interaction opportunities quickly is something that takes a lot of thought, a lot of strategic effort, a lot of process and the technology to handle it all. And I think because they kind of get blinded by the shiny end result, they don't think about, well, hey, getting the data, it has to be processed in the right way, and you have to make it secure, because once customers see that you're not using their data to improve their experience, to improve their customer journey, if they see it as you're basically looking to use their information against them, then you're going to lose them forever. So you have to think about security. You have to think about process. You have to think about the people involved, and you have to think about the right technology to make it happen in the way it needs to happen to build those kind of relationships.
Right. And another just simple thing, too, is, and Men's Warehouse talked about this, I think, giving customers that right to opt in or out at any time so that you kind of continue to be responsible stewards of their information and allow them to say, no, now we want to opt out. Is that right?
Oh, that's so important. And I think, once again, something that's easily overlooked, but the folks that are you're collecting this information for, sometimes they're giving it to you knowingly. Sometimes they're giving it to you just by way of them using their mobile device. But it's still their information. And they have to feel like they are the ones that can make the call, like you said, either to continue letting you see the information or not. And if they feel like they aren't the ones that are making that call, then they're going to basically pull the plug, because it's just one of those respect factors. It's always a value exchange. If they think that for some reason the value that you're providing them is less than the information that they're providing you, then guess what? It's time that they're going to walk away. So as long as companies operate with that kind of as a mantra, that although we use your information to create better experiences, it's still your information. And whenever the time you feel like you need to walk away, here's just let us know. If they go about it like that, they have such a higher likelihood of being successful and to have sustained, long-lasting relationships with these folks. But if you don't do that, you know what's going to happen. So right. There's no doubt about it. They're going to walk away, because that's basically, they want to be respected for more than just the financial transaction that they bring to a company.
Right. It's about an exchange of equal value.
Totally. Absolutely.
Well, Brent, thank you so much for taking the time to shed light on some of these trends that you saw out on the road. And I expect that we're going to be doing this again in the not too distant future, as you're out on the road seeing new things all the time. So thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And until next time, this is Lauren Horwitz from the Business Applications Group. And for more on digital and mobile, you can always check out searchcrm.com. Thank you.